All right, here we are. Third and final. The purple metallic. Quite gorgeous. Will look good in your living room. Nine, 7, 8, 7, 1, 0, 6. 9, 7, 8, 7, 1, 0, 6. I heard some enthusiasm there. All right, we're going to do a 60-second countdown here. Certified raffle specialist, Horace Moore, 60-second countdown. We're going to read it one more time.
We got officially asked.
Okay.
We got a winner. We'll meet you over here, partner. All right, that's it for the raffle. Everybody give a big round of applause to JT Lucchesi, screen print master.
Hello. Hey, is Brad Morgan still here? If Brad Morgan's still here, somebody holler for him to come see us. I think he's already gone, but if he's here, tell him to come see me.
Last contestant couldn't read his ticket. We repeat, 978-7106. 978-7106. You got 10 seconds if you got the number.
Is that clear right there?
978-7106. All right, guys, we're going to suspend this round and let these musicians play up here. So we'll do this again after Patterson and Claire get done.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. That's perfect.
Of course it's perfect. Mr. Witt did it.
Check 1, 2. Yeah.
Please give a warm round of applause for Patterson Hood and Claire Campbell.
Good evening. How y'all doing? We're honored to be here playing for this most wonderful cause.
Wait. Can I get a little bit more of the guitar in there? When they thaw out, Uncle Disney, gonna be some changes made. Pointing fingers, asking questions, 50 years of decisions made. When they thaw out, Uncle Disney, all his tunes gonna be surprised. America's just the giant theme park. Put on them mouse ears and get in line. When they thaw out, Uncle Disney, boy, won't he be surprised. Cartoon cures for all our cancers, thunder clouds in the Florida skies.
Claire Campbell. Y'all bear with us. We're doing some kind of quieter ones, so we'd appreciate your help. Now I saw you standing there, I felt complete. I felt the world crashing under my feet. I felt the world come crashing on me. You could have warned me about my defeat. Paid my attention, paid all my fines. For the sake of adventure and losing my mind. Guess I needed somebody to make me a mess. Get me up in
clean and well-pressed. Make sure my shortcomings are adequately addressed. Made me a sandwich and help me unwind. I lift a damage to out of your mind. You're as good as good as good can be. I never thought this would happen to me. How can you leave me now? After the baggage and babies, after the damage I've done, after the life that you made me, after the damage I done, how can you leave me now? After the damage I done, figure it out somehow. How can you leave me now? After the baggage and babies, after the damage I've done, after the life that you gave me, after the damage I've done, how can you leave me now? After the damage I've done, how can you leave me now?
So much. This is a song that this week has been the double whammy holiday, because Sunday was Mother's Day, and this Friday is a holiday in my family, because this Friday is my wife and I's 11th anniversary. And we had a honeymoon baby. So I wrote this song right after we got married for my then pregnant wife. I've got a 10-year-old daughter now, and a 5-year-old boy. I'd been on tour, and I was homesick as shit, and I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and had a room at the Highland Hotel, the Highland Inn. Oh, the things I've done in the Highland Inn in my life. And if those walls could talk, I'd have to kill them. But at any rate, I was going to play that night at the Earl, and I hadn't seen my wife in a couple weeks or longer, and I wrote her this song on the back of a Bible.
get you a love song on the back of a Bible. On the back of a Bible. A love song for you. And I ain't no authority about what it says in it. Even beginning. Page in the back is blank and waiting for you. And I'm writing this love song for you. Heard me a sad song way to a wedding. On the way to a wedding. On the car radio. And I can't remember the words to the verses, but I remember the chorus. I can't remember who was marrying who, but I'm writing this love song for you.
Thank you so much. So we're going to do one more song, and then barbecue is going to come out. And we want to thank everybody for being here and supporting this wonderful cause. You know, I think about Gary a lot, and Gary is one of the dearest people I ever met, and I feel so honored and privileged that I got to know him just a little bit, and I'm friends with his wonderful family, and he's got two of the most amazing children in the world, and Wendy, his wife, is actually went to high school with me, and I just absolutely love that family so much, and I think the idea of setting up this fund in his name and in his honor is just one of the most worthy and wonderful things I've ever heard. And I think everybody should really just cheer that and support it and find ways to open up your hearts and your pocketbooks and help make this really, really fly, because it's a wonderful thing. So we're going to do one more song. Let me check my tuning real quick for this. And
thank you.
So this being Athens, Georgia, I know a large percentage of you are musicians or are involved with musicians or work on the road or whatever. And, you know, the road's a bitch. It's a wonderful thing, and it's really a lot of fun, but it's also, it can kill you. And it's a hard life, but it's a calling for those of us who do it. And I wrote this song about living on the road and sometimes not living on the road. And I don't do this song solo very often, but we're gonna, since Claire's here, we're gonna do this for you tonight in honor of Gary and Bartab 5 and all our friends in Widespread Panic and Bloodkin and Barbecue and Normal Town Flyers and all the wonderful people that played tonight. This goes on and on and on. And this song's called Angels in Fuselage. Thank you.
engines have stopped now. We all know we are going down. Last call for alcohol. Wish we could have one more round, and I'm scared shitless of what's coming next, and I'm scared shitless. These angels I see in the trees are waiting for me.
Campbell.
That was it.
Thank y'all so much. Barbecue coming up next. Thank you.
We have a winner. All right, guys. We're back here. Amber's going to help us out here. Amber is a staff member out at Ruby Sue Graphics, another one of the wonderful vendors helping us out tonight. They printed this beautiful shirt. They've been very generous with their time and resources. So, Amber, Leon Leathers, thank y'all so much. Ruby Sue Graphics. For all your printing needs here in the Classic City. All right, here we go. Nine, seven, eight, seven, zero, four, three. Nine, seven, eight, zero, four, sorry. Nine, seven, eight, seven, zero, four, three. Or you can just write a check for $1,000 and it'll be yours. 978-7043. Somebody do some. All right, we're going to count it down. 60 seconds from now, 11:36. Pay attention, folks, to the ticket in your pocket. 978-7043. We're gonna have that. We're waiting for 60 seconds, and then we're going to read another number. Once again, for all your printing needs, Ruby Sue Graphics, right here in the Classic City. Talk to Amber. All right, we're reading another number here, folks. 978-7062. 978-7062. We got a winner. All right. Hey, folks, y'all are wonderful. We're going to have barbecue come back up here, close it out. Bless your hearts for coming out. Nucci Space appreciates it. We all appreciate it. Travel safe. We love you.